Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready for more propaganda? Well, you're in the wrong place at the right time. Columbo Chronicles is for critical thinkers. Let's welcome the consumer advocate for justice. Here's the Rose, Rose Columbo.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose, Rose Columbo, right here for you. And today, we are going to enter into the Justice Club on Columbo Chronicles. And I am going to inform you about what is a victim of legal abuse and how they suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder and how many, many times, and how you can protect yourself or at least help yourself and protect your health when you are going through the legal system and may experience legal abuse or injustices coming against you. Many things can happen in the legal system when you become a litigant in the court system, even if you think it's a simple case and black and white. One lawyer told me there is no such thing as a black and white case, no matter how slam dunk you think it is or how gray, easily it could be settled because so many twists and turns can happen even in a simple case. So always be prepared that nothing in the court system is slam dunk and there could be some gray areas and some surprises that you don't expect. So on that note, we're going to listen to a very important message that I created for the world and for humanity. And it's in an entertaining and international Irwin Award winning book with 5-star reviews. Critics say is going to wake up, empower, and enlighten people to be very concerned about our humanity and our survival. Makes a great holiday gift and also a great gift for yourself to expand your mind and think about what is actually happening to our survival, basically.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Columbo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Columbo, available at Amazon.com.
The Justice Club is back on Columbo Chronicles Live Podcast. Join Rose Columbo at noon and find out what tips she will provide in a world of little justice.
Hi, everyone. We're back, and we are entering into the Justice Club because there is very little justice, and it is becoming even more and more serious issues with getting justice in America and around the world as we are being censored. And we are being targeted for a new norm and being controlled by power, influence of very wealthy people who are basically attacking the United States Constitution and making themselves the leaders of the world by attempting to hijack our United States cash, devalue it, along with our gold, our silver, and tell you that you can make money off the internet. You do not have to go get a job because they're going to replace you with artificial intelligence, robotoids, humanoids, clones, and so forth. Artificial intelligence is artificial, so if they don't have any lithium batteries or coal, or which is needed for electricity and so forth, they're going to go downhill too. So, end time. So, eating fake foods and fake lab foods and lab meats, 14 cities in America have already are banning real natural meat that has protein and iron, and you need that to keep your organs and your cells and your immune system healthy, your brain working, and your heart pumping and so forth. Protein is very important. So they destroy the chickens and the cows and the eggs and so forth to force lab meats and fake foods. It appears that more people will become ill and probably get the flu and die of a immune system that is deficient of God-given natural herbs, crops, fresh fruits, fresh vegetables that God created along with the fish and the animals and the birds to keep your body healthy. Because in the Bible, he says, humanity is above all the animals, the birds, the fish, and the mammals, and that they are there for you to eat and keep your bodies healthy. But on that note, we are going to enter into the Justice Club. And today we're going to talk about the victims of legal abuse and how they suffer when injustices and legal abuses come against them. So in 2010, my book, International Irwin Award Winner, went global and viral. In 2010, it was entitled, and is entitled, Fight Back Legal Abuse, How to Protect Yourself from Your Own Attorney. Not easy sometimes to protect yourself from your own attorney if your attorney ends up being unethical or excessively billing you and maybe doesn't even show up for court or is unprepared. You will not know that when you retain an attorney. Most attorneys are very charming, and they really do know how to win your heart, and they have charisma, and you are looking for that savior, that one guy you're going to, or female, that you are going to put on that pedestal, going to save you from those evil ones who are coming against you, especially if you're innocent. But even if you're guilty, you do need to have a... an attorney that is ethical and will defend you and get you the lightest sentence or fine possible, because that's how America has operated in the past. But it is changing slowly as more and more courts are suffering from lack of funding since 2019. So let's get started and enter into the Justice Club. Clients hire attorneys because they trust them. They feel that they'll be protected. But they're hiring a stranger in the night, mostly without any references. Clients trust attorneys with their lives and their money, their assets, their homes, their children, their stocks. This book includes numerous examples for the reader's convenience. Again, this book is Fight Back Legal Abuse. Was taken out of print, went to $1,200 on sale because it was an invaluable book that no one saw coming in 2010. In fact, I was told no one would publish it because it exposed so much about the injustices and the corruption that can happen in the legal system. The book points out that an unethical attorney or a biased judge can bring joy into your life or cause you grief until the day you die, similar to a stockbroker who lost you all your money or scammed you, a con artist. A judicial decision trickles down to your family and friends. Eventually, it's going to trickle down to the entire country, to society, and eventually it's going to rise up to the top because those who are involved in corruption, injustices, and greed and power and influence can also be affected down the road because karma will come looking for them, and they will, karma will find them. And if it's not karma, it'll be God. The fee agreement and the client's hard-earned money is the key that creates a bond between the client and the attorney. The retainer fee creates a bond of trust in the mind of the client, which is the reason why clients are devastated when an attorney breaches the client's trust. It's like if you fall in love and you hand over all your money to one spouse and then that spouse betrays you. It is devastating emotionally, physically, and financially, and it happens all the time. In the past, a man only had to shake hands, and his bond was good. As a child, I remember my dad shaking hands with men when they made an agreement. They didn't hire lawyers. They didn't sign contracts. They actually shook hands, so there were fewer lawyers until the end of the 90s and the early 2000s, because women were fighting for their rights to become lawyers and to go to law school and to be licensed as a lawyer. But prior to that, there were very few lawyers and even fewer female judges. That's what happened prior to the early 2000s. So again, in the past, a man only had to shake hands and his bond was good. But today, it's different. It's an emotional bonding for the client because the client sees their attorney as their savior, their hero, their protector. We've all been there if you've hired a lawyer. Unfortunately, too many attorneys don't care about the moral support and trust and the honor given to them. Clients hold their attorneys on an honorary pedestal and place their entire trust in them, or they wouldn't hand over thousands and thousands of dollars. Clients believe the attorney-client agreement is a sacred trust, and it's binding, and it's a trust created on the spot between the attorney and the client to do a particular service for that client. But unfortunately, that's mainly the client's psychological expectation. And by the way, the fees are up to the lawyer and how much worth he puts on himself, on his work. There is no set lawyer fee, to my knowledge, in America. They can charge you $75 an hour, which you'll probably never find that. Or they could charge $350, which is probably rare to find today, too, per hour. Or they could charge $500 an hour, $750 an hour, $1,000 an hour. Try to pay that back. There are thousands of complaints filed with various national state bars every year representing clients who trusted their attorneys. The last I checked was in the late 90s when I was leading a grassroots movement entitled Women Fight Back Against Legal Abuse. And it was 800,000 complaints filed with the state bar every year. And it appears that they no longer respond to those complaints because they're overwhelming and they didn't decrease. They increased. This author reveals true stories of people who reported they were betrayed by their own attorneys, but the names are changed to protect the innocent and the guilty. These brief examples in Fight Back Legal Abuse and short stories can reflect a multitude of litigants who became victims of legal abuse and experienced the same or similar situations. I point out in the book, Fight Back Legal Abuse, published in 2010, that the law is a law, and it's not up to a judge or an attorney to judge someone who may be innocent based on their shoddy clothing or their race, gender, religion, or political affiliation. But that's changed today, too, as we saw on January 6th or J6. There are cases involving judges who judge people based on their appearance because they never learned that they shouldn't judge a book by its cover. Reminds me of the homeless people. There are doctors and lawyers and engineers and business owners and average citizens who are just good, hardworking people paying their taxes, who lost their homes because of divorce or illness or corruption. Also, this book provides many examples and reasons why many attorneys are negligent or just incompetent or just don't care after they get the retainer fee or sell out their clients if you run out of money. These unethical acts create angry clients who cry out against injustices. Injustices aren't new. As I stated many times in this book, it isn't about the ethical attorneys. We all seek ethical attorneys and appreciate ethical attorneys. But it's like finding a needle in a haystack. This book is not about injustices and it's not about justice. It's about injustices, legal abuse, and unethical behaviors. According to my firsthand experience and research, I believe victims of legal abuse suffer emotionally, physically, and financial distresses, which can be escalated by the financial losses or the loss of freedom. Threats, intimidation, humiliation do happen in courtrooms. It's traumatic if clients are abused by unethical attorneys or biased judges, prejudiced judges, activist judges, politically involved judges, and, in my opinion, violate the rights of human beings in America. I believe that the root cause of legal abuse syndrome, which is a term I coined back then because I compared it to the being similar or the same as post-traumatic distress disorder, is related to the financial, physical, and emotional distresses suffered by victims of legal abuse. In 1994, I was quoted across the nation and in the Orange County Register newspaper saying, it is legal abuse syndrome, and referred to the physical and emotional distress suffered by victims of legal abuse, such as the possibility of headaches, depression, strokes, heart attacks, suicides, and other distresses. It's easy to become a victim of legal abuse, but very difficult to become a survivor of legal abuse. And that was the motto of my organization that led a grassroots movement, probably the first to confront the judicial system of judges and lawyers in this country that spread like wildfire. I am an advocate for justice, and I help victims of legal abuse become survivors and move on with their lives. If you do not become a survivor and you stay in the victim mentality, you will be stuck for the rest of your life and in your head, and you will miss opportunities and you will not be able to move forward. But those who have harmed you will move forward because they have no conscience about what they've done. Many are sociopaths and psychopaths. And you don't know who is who because you're hiring strangers in the night. And you're placing their trust in them, just like if you fell in love and you put your trust in that person or the judge. We are Americans who are, let's say, late 30s up, who grew up at a time when America was American, meaning America had less crime, their borders were secure, people felt safe, they felt that the Department of Justice, law enforcers, were protecting our borders, keeping out the bad dudes who are trafficking humans, trafficking drugs, fentanyl from China, Chinese spies, Pakistani spies, all sorts of spies coming from third world nations, infiltrating into our city, county, state, and federal governments. And the fact is that natural-born Americans should be running for public office in positions of power and influence and running our own country, not naturalized Americans who can be deported for specific reasons if they violate our laws. The only people who cannot be deported are natural-born Americans who are being depopulated by many of these programs today that doctors are participating in so they can buy a Lamborghini. Planned Parenthood is contributing to so they can buy a Lamborghini. And then there's the same-sex agenda, which is your choice. I'm not judging anyone, but it is a depopulation program. And then all of the euthanasia that is included in Obamacare, requiring Americans to pay for the vaccinations and for Planned Parenthood with their taxes worldwide. That was not disclosed to the public. There are many, many depopulation programs under the United Nations Agenda 21 and redistribution of health to the of wealth, especially America's wealth, to the wealthy. So expect fight back against these abuses and be proactive in a world that is coming against the United States Constitution, secure borders, God, country, and natural-born Americans, starting at conception. So it's easy to become a victim of legal abuse. You just have to be accused now, not even charged, just accused. But very difficult to become a survivor of legal abuse, especially after being stripped of one's emotional, physical, and financial means. How do you pick yourself up when they stole your property, evicted you from your home, took your children, took your assets, destroyed your business, compensated you for it, or you spent years in prison for something you didn't do, and your life is over, basically. You're a senior citizen. You can't, what can you do when maybe your family isn't even around anymore? And your freedom was taken from you, your entire life was taken from you, and now they're saying, look at what we're doing, we're setting you free. So there's lots of issues going on that cause injustices and legal abuse, especially in today's world. Of a crime, who's been robbed or injured, can justify that it was a bad guy who robbed me or robbed you. But there's an explanation for that crime. They're a bad guy. They're a criminal. And there's trauma. But when a judge or your own lawyer you paid a retainer fee to, or a business person who promised to provide you a service or a treatment in exchange for your money, or a spouse or a best friend or a lover, whatever, betrays you, that's a different type of devastation than a judge or a lawyer who has sworn an oath to uphold the law. It is the lost loss of trust. And when you violate the loss of trust by someone who represents the Department of Justice, you feel as if you've lost your country, your flag, your national anthem, your sovereignty, your free choice, your free will, granted by God at birth, not by men and women who decide they're going to abuse you and steal from you because they're prejudiced or biased or just corrupt and greedy, or they just don't care. Or maybe they're just incompetent. We have more lawyers in America than any country in the world. We have more laws and more litigation than any country in the world. We have more Americans imprisoned than China or Russia or any other country in the world. How is that possible when we are supposed to be the most civilized nation in the world? Is it about the cycle of making money using human beings from birth to death as human commodities for human capital? Human capital is for their profit. Victims of legal abuse suffer the same trauma and distresses as victims of spousal abuse or child abuse. But the only people who acknowledge this fact are the victims of legal abuse. Many victims of legal abuse have been wrongfully stripped of their property and made homeless after entering the courts. Most of our citizens haven't been educated about those who suffer at the hands of injustices, because they're conditioned into believing and indoctrinated into believing that people should expect justice and that victims of legal abuse are complainers. They didn't like the judge's decision. They're vindictive. They have mental issues. They misunderstood the judge. They don't understand the law. Well, they do understand when they're stripped of their property that they owned, maybe paid in full, wrongfully. They definitely understand that because now they're made homeless. They do understand when their children are taken away from them wrongfully just because they file for a divorce and they never get their kids back. How is that possible in America? Where's the reunification for those good parents who are non-offending parents? And those kids are either fostered out to foster parents who many have abused those kids and just wanted the money, or maybe they're just abusers, or they adopted them out, never to see their kids again. Because Senator Nancy Schaefer did a scathing report of how some, not all, some social workers were taking bribes for kids. And a couple weeks later, it's reported in the newspaper that she and her husband were shot to death in their beds while sleeping. And they called it a double suicide. And with suspicious circumstantial evidence. But you never heard about it again. So that's what happens. And that's what you need to be aware of. That can happen. So most of our citizens haven't been educated about those who suffer at the hands of injustices because they're conditioned, indoctrinated through television, through speeches, through politics, through the system, the legal system, into believing that people should expect justice and that all judges and lawyers are above the law and above reproach. And so if you complain against them, you are possibly setting yourself up as a target to dare to complain against a judge or a lawyer, because they are a brotherhood. So if you do get an ethical lawyer and an ethical judge and an honest lawyer, get down on your knees and thank God. Most citizens want to believe that justice is rendered in all cases every day. But that isn't true. Sometimes judicial victims don't have the money to fight back for justice, or they run out of money. And that particularly applies to the poor and a percentage of the middle class. We're three classes of people in this country, which is in this book as well, Fight Back Legal Abuse, published 2010. I want to remind you of the date because everything has escalated and gotten worse rather than better. Because Americans didn't want to believe this. They don't want to believe the people, such as myself, who have firsthand experience. And myself went further and began to do research, hit the law books, took paralegal classes, started a grassroots movement in this nation to find these victims of legal abuse and help them to become survivors and know they are not isolated and not alone, because that's how groups start and that's how information is shared. And that's how people come together who have similar experiences, because all victims of legal abuse have a common thread. And that thread is weaved into the tapestry of injustice and those seeking justice for themselves, their families, and for our nation. Because without justice, we have nothing. We have tyranny. And we're headed for tyranny under the Gates ID vaccination passport. And or the Merit app, there's several names for it, and it's all about the Chinese Merit app that allows the government to freeze your money, to shut down your account, your bank account, to take your money, and that is tyranny. And in America, that's unconstitutional. And the people that are doing it are not elected officials, but they're attacking our constitutional rights, freedoms, liberties, to control our own money and not commit the greatest heist and grand robbery in the history of America that will expand to the world if they succeed. But if you get on your knees and you pray and you meditate and we all come together and not have a revolution, but a restoration of unity and prayer, maybe God will intervene. In the blink of an eye, God can change everything. So sometimes judicial victims have the money to fight back for justice, or some run out of money, or some don't have any money. There isn't an insurance policy that says, you know, if you get in trouble and you're falsely accused of a crime, that we will help you pay your legal fees. If you know that one, that insurance company, please let us all know about that. It takes years to undo legal injustices, sometimes a lifetime. Sometimes we never see justice. We have to accept it and move on, become a survivor, which was my motto. We help victims of legal abuse become survivors and move on, not get stuck in their past and in their pain and sorrow, but use it for the good to share with other people around the world so they know they are not alone and their fight for justice is not in vain. Litigants and witnesses can die. They can move. They can suffer from illnesses. They can suffer from loss of memory. And stress will also cause loss of memory. Strokes and stress and if you don't think there's any greater stress than being caught up in the web of deception by the judicial system, like President Trump is right now, because they can charge you with so many crimes, and they can be bogus crimes, it doesn't even matter, and never let you out of the web. And most people don't know how to get out of the web. And many people are innocent, and many people are just victims and targets of somebody that maybe doesn't like you, maybe doesn't like what you said on media. So you become a target. And your life is destroyed because someone or several people don't like you exercising your truth and your freedom of speech. So if you don't agree with them and you don't shut your mouth in today's world, there could be consequences, which is in violation of the supreme laws of the land. So how these people who own businesses became the watchdogs over freedom of speech, the supreme law of the land, because they donate big dollars to candidates, is a violation of our human rights, in my opinion, in the United States of America, and it is overthrowing the United States Constitution and shredding it and silencing us like they do in China, North Korea, Cambodia, Vietnam, and all communist and socialist nations who are now coming against us after we've sent them multi-billions of dollars of our hard-earned taxes from the our grandparents or great-grandparents and our parents and those who died on the heroes who died on the battlefields, helping them stay free so that they could come to America and live free or live in their own countries free and speak out rather than get shot and executed or severely punished. Which is worse? I don't know. You tell me. So it takes years sometimes to undo legal injustices and tons of money. Litigants and witnesses can die and they can become ill and they can suffer from loss of memory and your children and grandchildren will lose their inheritance when they steal your inheritance, your property, your assets, your jewelry, your cars, whatever. Perhaps the legal system refuses to acknowledge that victims of legal abuse exist, because they would have to point the finger at those who work within the system and investigate their own. They don't want to investigate their own because they are self-protecting, self-disciplining, and self-deciding closed system that are held above the judicial system meant for everyone else who are under their thumb. Victims of legal abuse are rarely acknowledged unless the media is involved and a public outcry demands justice. But the majority of victims will never see justice or have their lives restored. So you need to become a survivor and move on and take the lessons you're learning and help other people and help yourself and your family and try to avoid any pitfalls in the future. They won't receive financial restitution or an apology, even if sent to jail for years many times. People go, oh, hooray, they let him out after 40 years for something he didn't do. Well, hallelujah. 40 years that he could have been going to college or some technical school. He could have built a business. He could have contributed to society. He could have been with his family, etc. Life lost. They can't not give you enough money for those years, but they should give you plenty of money if that happened to you. The medical profession doesn't acknowledge legal abuse syndrome, to my knowledge, as a syndrome and as post-traumatic stress disorder and as a root cause suffered by victims of legal abuse who complain of headaches, depression, whatever, because they'd have to report the alleged crime to the police. doctors would be fearful of reporting legal abuse syndrome because they'd be pointing the finger at judicial officers, law enforcers, judges, lawyers. So they're not going to do that because the system all works together. The American Medical Association, the American Bar Association, the insurance companies, the bankers, and then you have this three-tier justice system that is only concerned about getting more money from us poor people, middle-class people, and upper-middle-class people. And for every cause that they create today, like, oh, my God, we need more money to secure the borders. We need to fight for that. Send us money. We need more money to stop illegal immigrants. Those are the laws. That's what they're paid to do. That's what they're elected to do. They're already getting paid to do that job. And yet, I must get and you must get 50 to 100 requests per day. But these are the things that they are sworn to do. So greed is a huge problem in America. So anyway, the medical profession doesn't acknowledge legal abuse syndrome, at least not to my knowledge, as a syndrome, as a medical issue, a psychological issue, as a root caused by the unethical or corrupt or incompetent judges and lawyers or law enforcers. Thank God we have those who are ethical, so don't throw everyone into one big pot. I never want to do that. I'm talking about those who create injustices and heartache and pain, financial, physical, emotional distresses on innocent people. I believe doctors would be fearful of reporting legal abuse syndrome because they'd be pointing the finger at high-powered people who have influence. And they could be also targets. I believe there's an unspoken code of silence understood by people working in the legal system who consider themselves to be a brotherhood. Ironically, gangs live by a code of silence and consider themselves to be a brotherhood as well. So on that note, I'm going to leave you with those thoughts and food for thought. And I hope I empowered you, enlightened you, and that you will tune in and subscribe and share and like and learn more about how the Bill of Rights is actually the Bill of No Rights and that the Constitution is being targeted for shredding by being ignored using executive orders and also bypassing Congress and the Constitution by using executive orders, which is not one of the presidential duties. They have five duties, and that is not one of them. Congress is the only body to make laws, but unfortunately, Congress refuses to do their job since 1993. So when they opened the borders to communist China, and they unconstitutionally, illegally, and unlawfully outsourced manufacturing jobs, manufacturing companies, intellectual property, and left us vulnerable to communist China. So on that note, that's where we're at. And I will tell you more on the Justice Club, God willing, in the near future, maybe next week. So stay tuned, and God bless you. God bless America, and may God restore America.
Obamasaurus, the new book by Rose M. Colombo, is an updated version of a political satire that reflects the political roadmap of today's world. Written with an Orwellian twist, will humanity survive or suffer depopulation or extinction? Obamasaurus by Rose M. Colombo, available at Amazon.com.
That's right, and remember, injustices can happen to me and they can happen to you, but together we can make a positive difference. Remember, you are never alone when you tune in to the Justice Club on Colombo Chronicles Live.
Well, my friends, time flies. And now is the time to say goodbye. Thanks so much for being part of the Columbo Chronicles family. You are appreciated. Please do it now. Bookmark. Push that like, share, and follow button. Oh, and don't forget to comment below and stay in touch. Make your family part of the Columbo family. Until next Wednesday at noon, remember, God loves you, and so does the Rose.